tonight. Well, firstly, I mean, I should state that every week, Pointless is always going to be in my TV highlights because it is the most brilliant thing. So at 5:15 tonight, there's Pointless on TV. I play along every evening. So that's that out of the way. Tonight on BBC Four, there's a documentary on at 9 PM called Otis Redding, Soul Ambassador. Do you like your soul music, either of you two?
I do, and do you know what? We quite like the name Otis as well.
Oh, that's quite cool.
We've got another baby on the way. We quite like the name Otis.
Really?
What do you think about that?
Otis. if it's a boy, then yeah, great. I mean, if it's a girl, not so much.
Anyway, I like soul music. So what time's that on?
That's on at 9. He obviously is a soul music legend, but he died very young in a plane crash, I believe. I think I'm right in saying that. Mm-hmm. BBC Two, 9 PM. Have you ever wondered how you might have fared in Elizabethan England, Dan?
I have, actually. I used to have a moustache with a bit of a soul patch underneath, and I've got, like, kind of long, curly, wavy hair, and, yeah, I've often wondered.
You look a bit cavalier.
And he's wearing pantaloons.
He's not really, guys. That's
he is.
A lie. there's a thing on tonight called Time Traveller's Guide to Elizabethan England, basically talking about Elizabethan England, really, and how to survive it, how to get
but
through
But is that at 9 o'clock as well?
That is at 9 o'clock, so
you can't make a decision.
You have to record one, but that's, you know, you can do that these days. Tomorrow night is a minefield of so-called talent shows. There's Britain's Got Talent, 7 PM, mm-hmm. ITV, and then that finishes at 8:30, and The Voice is on BBC One from 8:30, so you can watch them back-to-back and, you know, just surrender your mind.
Or not.
Well, I mean, it's up to you. Some people like them. I'm not a fan. But, yeah, some people like them. It's worth flagging them up. Other than that, on Saturday night, there's not a huge amount going on.
So go out.
Yeah, I would say so. Let's skip forward to Sunday. 6 PM on BBC Two, there's a fantastic sort of... It's a repeat of a documentary come... tribute thing that happened in the beginning of May, called Dambusters 70 Years On, and it's Dan Snow. It's basically covering the fly past and all the honouring they did for the airmen who did the
dance. Yeah, do you know what? I watched that the first time around.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, it's very humbling. These young men who are sort of early 20s did this amazing thing. You can't really even comprehend it now. 8:30 PM, BBC One. It's all BBC. There's Case Histories. It's 3 out of 3. Have you watched that, Dan?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's got Jason Isaacs in it, who's a brilliant actor. He acts as this private investigator, Jackson Brodie, in Edinburgh. It's set in Edinburgh. It's a three-part series. The first two ones have been on. You can see those on the iPlayer. You could go tune in and watch this third one. It's very, very good. It's quite funny. It's quite family-friendly. It's not too violent or anything like that, so it's good. Zoolander is on E4. Always worth watching.
Yeah, I love it.
Very
love
funny
it, love
film.
It.
Great film. But if you fancy something more bleak and not fun, but very... It is a good film, but it's a challenge. BBC Two, 10:30 PM, The Road is on. This post-apocalyptic...
I've seen that.
Post-apocalyptic, it's a good apocalyptic bleak...
I think I've seen it. Is it about a dad and a son?
Yes. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Very, very depressing.
Yeah, from the Cormac McCarthy novel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The same name.
It looks brutal.
It is. It's apparently... I haven't seen it. I shall be watching it. I do enjoy a good bleak fest.
So when's that on?
That's on at 10:30 PM Sunday.
That is just a killer, though. Imagine, like, you've had a really nice sunny weekend. You probably just finish your barbecue with your friends.
Yeah.
Think, oh, I'll sit down with like, my last drink of the night. And
what's the bleakest film you've ever watched, Dan?
Well, it's bleak, but in a nice way. Have you ever seen Melancholia?
I haven't seen it, no. That's Lars von Trier film.
That is a Lars von Trier. I'd recommend it. It is about the end of the world.
Oh, okay.
And there's a big planet that's coming to destroy the world.
Okay, well, it sounds bleak.
It gets even bleaker. Kirsten Dunst is a manic depressant.
No.
Oh, wow.
But when... I shouldn't say too much.
No, don't spoil it.
But watch it, because it's a beautiful film.
Okay.
And you have this kind of weird sense after watching it, where you feel a bit kind of reflective on life.
Bleakest film I've ever watched.
That was definitely the most thespian thing I've ever seen.
You've done very well. You did very well there, Dan.
Much like
better
that?
Than one mate liked it, my other mate didn't.
I thought I'd better step up my game with 10 minutes to go. Otherwise, that would be the last memory of me.
Bleakest film I've ever watched. The Lion King.
What?
No. There Will Be Blood. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't heard of that.
It's very, very...
Sounds like fun.
No.
There Will Be Blood.
Do you know what? There's not very much blood.
No.
There is a lot of bleak. So yeah, that's a good film though. But anyway, that's not on. The Road is on, and that's what you should be recording or watching. There we go. That's mainly
BBC this weekend.
It is mainly BBC, unless you fancy Britain's Got Talent.